right, awesome. So how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. So basically, I'm just going to be interviewing you about your experience as a Zaragoza leader during the summer of 2021, just to get a feel of what the university did and what Zaragoza did, just to ensure safety for students and parents and your students as well regarding the pandemic. Mm-hmm. All right, perfect. So just the first question, if you could like state your name, major, and the year that you are graduating.
That I'm graduating? Okay, so my name is Sana Abid. I am a junior biology major and I'm graduating 2023, spring 2023.
Awesome. And then what was your position for Zaragoza?
I was a Zaragoza leader, and I am currently a Zaragoza director, and I was the director for summer of 2021.
Okay, cool. And then what is your role as a Zaragoza director?
I am one of the people who plan the entire Zaragoza program. I'm also in charge of the leaders that we had this past summer, and just in charge of making sure everything's going well during the Zaragoza days.
Okay, perfect. And what did you learn or do as a leader to ensure safety for students and parents during the orientation process?
So before Zaragoza happened this past summer, we were planning for an orientation that was going to be mask-free and no restrictions, as that was the plan. But then the COVID variant happened and St. Mary's was under mask restriction again. So we had to accommodate very last minute for Zaragoza. So what we were able to do was implement masks for everybody, parents and students and leaders, social distancing. So that was the main way we were able to have all of these sessions happening. So because the social distancing was in effect, we had to increase the number of Zaragoza days that we had. So usually in the past, before COVID happened, we would have 1 or 2 days for Zaragoza. But this time around, this past summer, we had 6 separate days of the same program, just so that we could accommodate everyone, but a few numbers every single day. We also had to deal with social restrictions and the fact that we had to find spaces on campus for parents and students to be able to fit in the same room while still maintaining that distance. So there's a lot of different things that we included. Also, our lunches were grab and go, so we had pre-made meals as well during some of the sessions.
As a director, were you in charge of making sure that everyone's schedule is like appropriate, or did you have any faculty associated with the university helping you out?
We had a lot of different departments on campus helping us out. We were always in touch with the admissions team. Aramark helped us out a lot with the food in the boxes. The team upstairs on the third floor of the Bloom Library. I don't know their entire title, but they helped us out with testing, with checking in. So we had a lot of hands on deck for Zaragoza.
And then to ensure like safety guidelines, to make sure everyone's like wearing their mask and appropriately social distancing, how were y'all able to manage that?
There were definitely students and parents who didn't have their masks on at times, but just we would give them just ask them kindly to put their mask back on and remind them that, you know, we're in COVID times, and if we want this program to go smoothly, it would be very helpful for them to put their mask on. And they were all very considerate and made sure that they had their masks on. So it was just, you know, constant reminders throughout the day just to make sure everyone was safe, because that's our main priority.
All right, perfect. And then last question is, from your experience as a new student coming into St. Mary's, how do you think that differed from the students that you were leading this past summer as a director and leader?
So my time as a Zaragoza leader, as a sophomore, and my time as a Zaragoza director, I've seen all the different changes. During my freshman year, when I went through Zaragoza, I experienced different skits. There was a lot of bonding between students, and we had huge groups of students at a time in our so-called Rattler Meet groups. That's what we call them. But this time around, because of COVID, we would have to have smaller Rattler Meet groups. We didn't do the skits as well. There's a lot of activities that we sadly had to let go just because it was safer for us to accommodate. But doing so, we did keep a lot of things as well. We kept one of the presentations where everyone stands in a circle and students bond with each other. We kept those kind of aspects, but we took away some of the ones that were involving a lot of physical contact just to make sure people were safe and people were comfortable with the social distancing.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much for the interview. It offered a lot of insight on what I am studying for COVID-19 and Zaragoza orientation. And yeah, that was pretty much it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Of course.